you will have your all your desires fulfilled, but you will never be able to see God unless you surrender yourself to His saint. And that man is still is under illusion. Still under illusion, I tell you. I told the same thing to a yogin. You will not receive anything. This is a circus. They do the circus in the fields, you do the circus in your home. But this is the yogic philosophy is nothing but a circus, I told him. And now he has understood it. But this man who reads Bhagavad Gita for the last several years, he has not understood it. He reads and reads. And I told a friend of his, a common friend, I go and tell him, why is he wasting his life? I don't know, but he is a goody-goody man, my friend, and he will not tell because of his, you see, he is a goody-goody man. Meaning he calls good. If you call good, you should be able, you have to register, this is bad. Why don't you tell him? He has not told, I am sure. You see. Otherwise he would have come to me and I would have pointed out to him the way. This is not the way. This is not the way, you are going the wrong way. Understand what is written in the Bhagavad Gita. Mamai Mahamsukha Svalpamapyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahatavaya. I say Likhaya. Svalpamapyasya Dharmasya. Even if you have a little most of what is it, or that, even then it will say. I say, how? Is that Likhaya? You go, surrender yourself. I don't say. Saptadvijji pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinaha. Tattva darshin, not tattva reading. You see, tattva darshin, one who sees actually God before him. He will tell you, upadekshanti, he will give you the upadesh. You see, they say, tadvijji, know that. Pranipatena, surrender him. You and so many will touch my feet. What is the good of it? You haven't touched this table. You touch this table, it is as bad, as good as that, touching my feet. You don't surrender yourself, you see. Amne koi kaha, by joke I tell you, amne meri koi dikhaya kya. Charana sparsha. Then I saw, how are we to dissolve this compound? Mere charan se aapko main sparsha karta hu. Aise nahi hota hai. This can be dissolved in compound. How will you dissolve the compound? Aapke charan ko main sparsh karta hu. This is one way of dissolving the compound. Aur mere charan se main aapko sparsh karta hu. This is another. So I dissolved the compound that way. When the man came, I said, now you give me the kick, I shall accept it. Now what does this mean? It's impossible. There is way of writing simply. Just as I told you yesterday, mera life kuch seva. When the guard has given his green signal, and when the missile then he's moving, and now you say, mere laik kuch seva karna. This is humbug. This is dishonesty of the worst type. You see. Similarly, here you find, it is dishonesty of the worst type. Chairman's person. They say, mere laik, aapka hi bachcha. What does this mean? It means absolutely nonsense. They are stupid, not only stupid, but naive, rascals they are, who write like this. Maine uske upar likha, aap main hu ka? Hum hai aapke bacche, khayenge aapko hi kacche. Maine ek likh diya usko. Are why do you sleep? Why do you say falsehoods? Why is it? Say, spare, spare. Have that courage. Then you will be able to know. You can't start with dishonesty. If you start with dishonesty, you will end with dishonesty. There are persons who are jealous. They will die in jealousy, you see. There are persons who die, who are just, you can say, scoffing at everything. They will die with that. That is nothing more than that. You should not take into consideration, but you should have a willing, yes, I must do it. If Kabir has won, if Tukaram, and Ramdas and Naneshwar, they have gone and they have realized it. Why not I? You should have that ambition in you and that is right. And we shall go at least a little. They have gone miles to build. We shall go a few yards in the way of God. Why not? And we shall say to it, yes, that is correct. But that is doubtful. Some way go by the Jnana Marga and some go by the Karma Marga. And Karma is the Jadam. I say, oh, कौन अरुण अरुणाचल का वो लोग हैं कौन रमण महर्षि के कर्म से जड़म सर्वकर्माणि ज्ञान गए भस्मसा कुरुते अर्जुन. व्हाट डज इट मीन सर्वकर्म भस्मसा कर्म कुरुते अर्जुन ज्ञानाग्नि सर्वकर्माणि भस्मसा कुरुते अर्जुन. एक स्पुलिंग हो, एक स्पार्क ऑफ नॉलेज ऑफ दिस डिवाइन नॉलेज, इट विल बर्न ऑल द फॉरेस्ट ऑफ कर्म. व्हाट इज इट कर्म कर्म संध्या अनुगंत जड़ा बटना दाढ़ी बढ़ाना माला रुद्रान वेश करना. व्हाट इज ऑल दैट. शंकराचार्य ने कहा है उदरम भरणार्थम बहुकृत वेश उदरम भरणार्थ दिस इज ऑल द वेन्स ऑफ फीलिंग वन्स बॉडी. That if you grow a beard, you grow it, it will bear, it is natural course. It will bear, and it will be a flowing beard also. And then you will comb your beard like that. And what is this? What are you doing this? Then you will have a jata, and then they flow. Is that the sign of greatness? Is that the sign of realization? They are the signs of deceiving persons. You have mala and rudraksha. Why don't you stay in this masha? Chita, Rasma, Alepo. Why don't you sit like Shankar there on the in the cremation ground? We pray Shankar as Amangalam Satya. Mastathati Smartrunam Paraparamam Mangalamasi. In the Mahima Stotra we get everything is bad about you, O Shankara. But one who remembers you, for them you are most auspicious. Can we say about these beggars? About this tawny colored person, a doll also is tawny. Is he not? Is he a sannyasi on that account? A sannyasi in the land who can renounce the whole world with this court and with this vacation and with these tanks, cannot be a sannyasi. I can. But I shall not, people will not call me a sannyasi unless I wear that dress. You see. Till then I may not be considered to be a man of renunciation. I may be considered as a man of samsara. No, it is not so. Renunciation must go from within. Jaga must come from within. Jaga and sannyasa must, they all must come from within. Otherwise, it is only a show. Just as there in the silk case, this woman is there. And beautiful sari, one sari, what is there? And there is rabbits around that wooden statue of a woman, beautiful statue, and they follow it. That's all. So that, what will be doing? An ordinary man thinks that the sadhus are best sadhus are here. Yes, that man, that how he is attracted and deceived, similarly we are deceived by these beggars. Maine ne kaha Shankaracharya ne aadi Shankaracharya ne kaha hai, lunjita keshaha, bhukrita veshaha, and he kaha, charanam shudra bharanartham bhukrita veshaha. Actually, he himself was a sannyasi. But he says that. Jesus had said the same thing. Beware of these wrong robes. Jesus Christ has said this about the bishop. The same you will find in Hamlet also Shakespeare. Ophelia, is it not? Go to the nunnery and become a nun. And you go to the nunnery and you find they are nothing but prostitutes in the form of nuns. I'm not imagining things. I am saying after fact, but all the facts I should not lay before you. Something I should keep in my mind, you see. So this is what is happening in the world. If you are not to go by the world, then go by the way of the philosophers first, then of the philosopher saints first, secondly, and go afterwards by the saints' mark. I think I should consider this third aspect of that, but before that something is left out of the Vedanta. Because I have not said, I have just made the transition from the Sankhya and Yoga to Vedanta. But there are certain drawbacks, even in Vedanta. We are teaching false Vedanta. And what is that false Vedanta? And how we have to avoid that pitfalls and dangers in Vedanta, we shall talk next time.
I have been taken almost by surprise. I never thought I have to speak out something before a person before whom I usually keep silent. And It's really very odd that I should be asked to comment on a person like Professor Dathe in a gathering of the people, most of whom I know very well. They know my attitude to him. They may be thinking that I have probably changed. Having sat on this chair, it is said the chair acts as a intoxicant and it sort of deadens your way of thinking. So I would refrain from saying anything, but I really heard a few things which I thought I might just comment. He said yoga makes a long tongue, and with a long tongue you can have a better yoga. I think women should be better yogis than men every time. They don't need an effort to elongate the tongues. I'm afraid, because when I go back home I'm going to get a beating for it. The smaller, the more evident things that you can think of, you see. Beyond that, I don't think I have understood much. I take everything on authority. I don't think I have a capability to sort of comment on any of these things. Never read anything about philosophy, never heard anything, but I have been listening to somebody last 6-7 years. And authenticity depends on many factors. You go to a jeweler, you may not know what is a diamond. You just take it, purchase it on the authority of that man. When Prasadati said something about Gyaneshwar, Tukaram and all, the long tradition of a certain thinking has its reflection. Whether you go to a brewery and you purchase a wine, you know the brewery has a standing of about 200 years. The maturity of wine is beyond question. You go to a bank, the house of certain banks has the authority to tell you that I give you this money and you will just honor it more than the bank notes or the notes of certain states. So the authenticity, how it comes from, I mean, as I said, I'm a very oddly placed person, but I'm sort of putting my own way of thinking that I find myself totally incapable to comment on anything excepting the very superficial aspects that I know. I have taken things on authority. Why I say this or I do it, I may have no answer. My own common sense has guided me that when a person like Prasadati says a thing, you just accept, you don't question. You question by way of sort of clarification, certain odd thoughts, but not the validity of it. Human life is too short, probably, to test out everything. How can you test out everything that you are doing? Not even the cloth that you are purchasing from market every day. You cannot sort of say, you only go, is this maker a good maker? You say, yes. The cloth, its color will last, you know. You cannot keep on washing it, seeing whether the color is fast or not. You just accept it. And therefore, you'll excuse me, sir, if I'm unable to say much, because as I said, you see, I never knew Mohanlalji would ask me to sit on this side of the chair. It's a rare privilege, and a sense of pride immediately overcomes you when you see such learned people in the audience that you should have been picked up and put up there. You sort of start elevating yourself, the qualities of a person who has the capability to sit on the chair. So I was taken by surprise, and I think that here my notes, even if I prepared, I don't think I should have spoken anything more than that. I'm grateful to you, sir, for illuminating many of these thoughts, which we have been listening partly. But truth is such that you do not invent new thoughts every day. It is only a detective novel that every day the hero goes in a different direction and you find many things. The fundamental facts of life are very clear, they are very few. They can be approached in different ways to explain to you certain things. Very great thing, sir. I take this opportunity to express my gratitude to expressed his ignorance about these matters, still he has put many fundamental facts in his own easy and lucid manner, and they cannot escape the notice of the discerning listeners. Well, we will meet again tomorrow for Professor Date's lecture at 8:15. One thing more, those who want to ask any questions, they should kindly make them pointed, write them and give them to me, so that on the last day of the lecture, Professor Date will sort them out and give their answers. He wishes that the questions should be asked either for learning or for teaching. These should be the only motives for asking questions. One should not play to the gallery. One should not ask questions for the sake of questions, as happens in the seminars and the discussions usually. So that is his wish, and I request therefore to those of the learned audience who have some difficulties or who have some questions to ask, they should write them pointedly and hand them over to me. Any day, even on the last day, you may hand over the questions to me. Now with this, I again thank you all for taking the trouble to come here, for listening to the lectures,
and for obliging the staff and the students